In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now, brothers and sisters, we're on the threshold of Great Lent. We've had four, or if you want to count, five preparatory Sundays before Great Lent, all teaching us a specific truth that we must inculcate, and then let's learn something during Great Lent. Today we're learning about forgiveness. Last week we spoke of the judgment. The week before about the process of repentance, which includes the process of sin and degradation and coming to oneself, recognizing sin in our life, and then the resolve to get up and go to our Father. The entire process of repentance, which is not complete until our Father comes to us while we are yet a long way off and helps us and comforts us. Then, the Sunday before that, we learned about judging others and how we cannot be saved if we judge. The Pharisee judged. That was his greatest sin. He judged another man. And because of his judgment of the publican, he didn't see his own sins. Now that Sunday and this Sunday are sort of bookends, because if you judge others, you will not forgive. If you do not forgive others, you will always judge. They are inseparable. It is impossible to judge others if you forgive them. This is absolutely a truth. So if you in any way judge someone, then you must recognize you do not forgive them. You hold something against them, whether it be their manner or something they've done to you or their class or the way they speak or anything else. You are not forgiving them for that. And let us look closely at our Lord's words, because He said them for a reason, and His words will always endure. We know that. He says, if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. We say this every day in not as strong a form as I just read, but nonetheless we say it every day. In the Our Father, Otche Nasch. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. The Lord fills in here what He said in His exposition about the Our Father. Because He says, if you do not forgive, you won't be forgiven. This is quite important. If you can learn one thing during Great Lent, the most important thing to learn would be to forgive others, to make allowances for others, to not be so hard concerning others. This is a difficult lesson for all of us, but more so for some of us because of our personalities. We must learn what it means to forgive others. Now, let's talk about forgiveness and what it is and what it isn't. First of all, forgiveness is not to forget what someone has done or who they are or the way they speak or their class or anything like that. To do that, you must have an operation on your brain and have cells removed or cauterized. Of course, we remember. Forgiveness is not to forget. Forgiveness is to have absolutely no ill feeling of any kind towards someone. To have no anger, to have no judgment, to have only love and a desire that they would have everything good from God. This is what forgiveness is. Forgiveness is a choice, and it is not something that happens all at once. It is something that happens over time. All of us have people that we have struggled with, perhaps we are still struggling with some of them now, that have done things or said things or their manner is something that bothers us and they're irksome to us. And when we remember them, there's something that passes over our heart. There's a shadow that passes over our heart. It's a darkness. There's a coldness. We feel a shriveling in our heart. At least I hope you do. Because if you don't feel that shriveling, you're not aware of what's going on inside you. You must learn to look into your heart and to feel its movements, because God is where the heart is. And if you do not feel its movements, you can't feel God either. So when we have those feelings in our heart, we must make a choice. We choose to forgive. We choose to not hold against someone what they have done. We choose to not slander them. We choose to not talk about them. We choose to pray for them. Forgiveness is a choice. Now, God will aid that choice just as he aided the prodigal son who made his choice. Remember that I've told you that parables only tell a part of the story. The story of the prodigal son is meant to represent our entire life. And yet the prodigal found out that he was in want, realized that he had sinned grievously, and he went back to his father, and his father met him, and they had a feast. It all happened in only a few lines. That's describing our life. So that process of repentance takes a lot of time and takes effort. And there will be highs and lows. There will be times when we feel good and we feel like things are easy. And there are times when things will be very difficult and when we fall again. So it is with repenting from judging others and repenting from not forgiving others. You'll have your good days and your bad days. But if there is a constant in your life that you are constantly choosing to forgive, then you will be able to fully forgive. When we do not forgive others, we shut out God. It is as if we close a giant door so that he cannot come through. He could come through, but he chooses not to, because he will not be with someone who is not like him. And God is love, so the scripture tells us. So we must love. Forgiveness is the fulfilling of the great commandment, because it is the fulfilling of the one that is like it. Remember, St. John says, if we say we love God whom we cannot see, and we do not love our brother whom we do see, we are a liar, and the truth is not in us. So the fulfilling of the great commandment is fulfilled in fulfilling the second commandment. And primarily that is to not judge and to forgive others. Your life should be a quest to become softer and to become such that you would forgive all men. Our Lord gave the example. Nothing can be done to us that we should not forgive. On the cross, he said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." We just read that in this preamble week to Great Lent, when we recounted the passion of the Lord in various gospel lessons. This is what we must do, brothers and sisters. If you don't forgive, then you will not be saved. Doesn't matter what you believe. Doesn't matter what you say, doesn't matter how many Bible verses you know, or if you go to all the services and know the Typikon perfectly. If you do not forgive, you won't be saved. And you must see that the vestiges of not forgiving are present in everything we do, just about. You must learn to have a way of feeling when you do not forgive. So I told you, we talk a little bit about forgiveness, and basically I said that it's a choice, and it's not about forgetting. But what is it about? Forgiveness is about knowing what kind of person you are. If you know yourself, you'll forgive everybody. We even see this in the world. In my experience, every drug and alcohol counselor I've ever met is a former addict. Now, why would that be? Because they understand how terrible addiction is and how it takes a hold of a person and attempts to destroy them and comes very close because they experienced it themselves. And so they have forgiveness in their heart for those who are drug and alcohol addicted. Well, we are addicts. We are addicts to sin. We're addicts to vanity. We're addicts to pride. We're addicts to lust and jealousy and thinking highly of ourselves and not of others. So when we see someone else doing that, we should think, well, I've seen this play before. It's just like me. And if God will forgive me, who am a wretch, then he certainly will forgive my brother. But you must feel that you're a wretch. I think that's the greatest gift that Orthodoxy has to give to the world. Much of Christianity does not recognize that we are wretches. Or when they do it in a way that doesn't allow for God's mercy. They don't understand the parable of the prodigal son. You must at every moment feel that you're a sinful person, undeserving of God's grace, and yet God gives you grace. And yet God causes his rain to fall upon you. The evil and the good, and we are among the evil. If you believe this with all your heart, then you become very powerful. Nothing can stop you. A humble man is absolutely unstoppable. Because he is always with God. God is always in his heart. And he always feels the movements of God. So he sees things that other people don't see. Because there's a reality that is completely absent from our understanding almost all of the time. It's happening right now at this moment. Each one of us has needs, sins, passions, concerns that are happening right now, and we're barely aware. Every one of us is broken. How much do we feel each other's brokenness? We react against it because we don't like when one broken person does something that causes our brokenness to get mad. But do we feel their brokenness? If we feel our own, then we would understand others. And that is really the key to forgiving. You must learn about yourself. Lent is that time, especially during the year, when you must learn about yourself. This is how you will learn to forgive. To feel God's mercy in your own life, and his mercy will always expose who you are. If you only feel blessed all the time, you're not feeling God's mercy. You must know the things that God reveals you to you. And he will be revealing to you about yourself, about your need, about your wretchedness, about your sins. And then that important virtue that must be present in a Christian's life will come into play, gratitude. Gratitude for what the Lord has done for us. We will be like that woman. We'll study about her soon, won't we? The Lord said, her sins, which are many, are forgiven because she loved much. But the same one who loveth little, little is forgiven. What does that mean? She recognized her sins, and because God delivered her from her sinful life, she was so full of gratitude that she went to make an offering to him of herself, not just of fragrant oil, but of herself. So, brothers and sisters, this is the key to you forgiving others. Know yourself. Now, how can you do that? Well, one way to know yourself is
to be among others and struggle to love them. To always consider yourself at fault. School yourself to do that. Learn that it's your fault for everything. And perhaps it isn't in reality, but it usually is. So if you think it's your fault, you'll be right more often than you're wrong. I don't see how it's possible, really, for a person to know themselves if they do not pray and if they do not read the scriptures, especially the Gospels and the Psalter and the Epistles. I suppose in that order. If you don't read the scriptures, how are you going to learn about God? The scriptures are all about about God. If you don't read his book, how can you know anything? You must read the scriptures with expectation, with desire. I really don't see how a person can forgive others if they are very rarely coming to church, very rarely confessing, and very rarely communing. God gives us these things for our sustenance. We eat every day, don't we? Perhaps three times or more a day. We drink every day. We bathe every day. Why is it that we do not partake of the Holy Eucharist as often as we can? These things will help you to forgive. But they are all in the context of you recognizing that there's something wrong with you. And if you recognize there's something wrong with you, then absolutely, you will learn to forgive fully, freely. And then there will be no burden in your heart because you will be free and light. When we don't forgive others, their sins weigh us down. But when we forgive others, there's nothing to weigh us down. There's nothing to hold us to the earth anymore. So, brothers and sisters, let this Lent be a time of schooling for you. To learn to forgive others. Now, if you just go about your daily business, you're not going to get that much better. But if you, with expectation, fast and pray more than usual and confess and receive the mysteries, not just on Pascha. What a horrible innovation that is, to receive the mysteries only on certain holidays. Perhaps fasting a little bit before, but not the other times. It's not good. As your pastor, I tell you, come to the mysteries as often as you can with preparation. If you do this and have a prayer to God, I don't mean in so many words, but I mean in your whole being, how you are, that God would reveal to you who you are and help you to be softer with others, to be kinder to others, then you will learn to forgive. Let's not forget that the Lord said, if we do not forgive, we will not be forgiven. Now, how can you read that except to say that if you do not forgive, you won't be saved? How can it be read otherwise? He said it. So let's learn to forgive. May God help us to forgive. Amen.